Welcome back. So as we sit together in this practice of focusing the mind, we begin little by little to develop maybe a quiet place, open, spacious place. And over time, we begin to develop some kind of clarity, some kind of what people call insight. We begin to know ourselves a little better. We begin to know our mind a little better. And what I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about are these beliefs that we begin to notice in our own mind. Right? We begin to notice that we have all kinds of beliefs that make our life, that guide our lives, and that make us who we are. And those beliefs can be very wide, very large. So maybe you believe that there's a God or there's not a God or there's multiple gods. You may believe that life is usually good or that life is difficult, that people are good or people are not good. Some people are good, some people are good. We have all kinds of beliefs that guide our lives. And the practice of mindfulness and meditation over time allows us to begin to see all of those things we believe. There's more close beliefs about our own life. For instance, for a long time, I thought that I could not be happy on myself if I lived in Texas, because we came to Texas because of my husband's work. And for a long time, I thought the only way I can be myself or happy in my life will be not to live in Texas. And at some point through when I was doing all this meditation, I began to realize, hey, wait a minute, this is really hurting me, this kind of belief. It's not helping me. It's not making my life good. So I also notice with the practice of mindfulness meditation that those beliefs that I hold, that you hold, we can also change them. We can also let them go. Because like everything else in our mind, things pop up. And oftentimes we can let go, we can change. So I started to change that belief and starting to believe that I could be very happy and very much myself, even if I lived in Texas. And that made a huge difference. So we all have beliefs about the world, beliefs about other people, who is good, who is not good, and beliefs about ourselves. I remember a person telling me once that her brother, he's just a never-do-well. I remember she kind of threw that line. And I thought to myself, wow, that cannot make for a happy relationship if we believe somebody is just beyond repair and cannot change, right? So that's another kind of belief about other people. And the practice of meditation of mindfulness over time begin to make us realize that we hold all these beliefs. And many of them are fine. Many of them are very good. Like I believe in science and chemistry and biology. And that's helpful to me. Maybe you believe in something different and that's helpful to you. But some of these beliefs are just plain hurting us, making our lives less good than it could be. And a group of beliefs which have the most influence on all of that are the things that we believe about ourselves. The things that we tell ourselves about ourselves. I'm a good person. I'm a helpful person. I'm a shy, retiring person. Or I am outgoing. I'm friendly. And on it goes. I always get what I want in life. Or maybe I never get what I want in life. I haven't gotten what I deserve. Or I need to work harder if I want to be accepted. On and on and on. We have all kinds of beliefs. Some of them we know. We can speak out loud. And some of them are very unconscious. They come from They come from our childhood, they come from our experience, they have shaped us over time without us being really aware of it. So again, in a kind of a mysterious way, this practice of mindfulness and meditation over time make us more and more aware of these things we tell ourselves about the world and the things that we tell ourselves about ourselves. And for those that are hurting us or limiting us or making us less content than we could be, there's a chance, as I say, to change the script, to change the belief, to let go of the unhealthy ones. And there's a chance for more freedom, right? For more joy, more life, once we choose to do that. So in the last part of this practice, this time together today, we will do a practice of limiting beliefs that we have done in the past. And before we do that, now is our time to engage with each other and share with each other whether this resonates at all. We'll share anything about our practice, about our lives. Now this is your time.